Margaret Mead, the famous anthropologist and author, testified before Congress in favor of the legalization of marijuana on October 27, 1969, saying, "We occasionally find a society that will reject anything that leads to any kind of ecstatic state or of people ever getting outside of themselves. But in general, man has sought for ways of changing his moods." "It is my considered opinion," she continued, "that marijuana is not harmful unless it is taken in enormous and excessive amounts. I believe that we are damaging this country, damaging our law, our whole law enforcement situation, damaging the trust between older people and younger people by its prohibition. And this is far more serious than any damage that might be done to a few overusers." She ended with, "This week it was reported in the press that owing to various operations to stop the importation of marijuana in the country, children are now being sold heroin instead, so that instead of a pleasant indulgence that is less noxious than that engaged in by their elders, they may be turned into hard drug addicts for life." Mead told Newsweek magazine in 1970 that she had tried marijuana once herself. Among her many honors, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom following her death in 1978. Read about Margaret Mead and other cannabis connoisseurs at veryimportantpotheads.com.